The following is a speech to the Rotary Club of Hyderabad, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on November 30th, 1972, in Hyderabad, India.
Gentlemen, I thank you very much for your kindly inviting me in this important meeting of very respectable gentlemen of the city. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, "Jat jat acharati shrestha, tat tat eva itare jana, sa jat pramanam kurute, lokat tat anuvartate." Jat-jat acharati shrestha. There are leading men in every society, in government posts, in educational institutions, in business, and so many other things. In every field of activity, there are leading men. That is natural. And in the Vedas, we understand the supreme leading person is God. Nitya nityana chetana chetanana eka bhuna vidudhati kama. Leader must be accepted. Just like father is necessary. Similarly, leader is also necessary. Guru is also necessary. So, according to Vedic version, we can understand that the supreme leader is Bhagavan, the supreme personality of God. God, a person. The conception of absolute truth as given in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavan is the Sabda. The absolute truth is realized from three angles of vision: as the impersonal Brahma, the localized Paramatma, and the Supreme Personality of God. The Bhagavan, this word, is used at the end in the matter of describing the nature of absolute truth. So, those who are trying to understand the absolute truth by philosophical speculation, they can reach up to the impersonal Brahma effulgence of the absolute truth. Similarly, those who are trying to find out the absolute truth within the heart, dhyanavastita-tadgatena-manasa-paschanti-jam-yogi, they are generally called yogis. And the philosophical speculators, they are called jnanis. Jnanis, yogis. So the jnanis, they reach up to the impersonal Brahma Ipala. And the yogis, they reach up to the localized aspect of the Supreme Person. Ishara sarva-bhutanam riddhesa vachana tishtati. Ishara, the Supreme Person, is within your heart, everyone's heart. Sarva-bhutanam, not only human beings, but also animals, trees, insects, aquatic. There are 8,400,000 forms of life. So, in each and every living entity, within the heart, there is the presentation of God, who is known as Paramatma. So, Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavan iti sabda. At last, Bhagavan. Bhagav, Bhagavan is opulence. and born means possessed. So, the possessor of the opulence in food is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which described in Vedic literature as Krishna, all at that. Krishna tu Bhagavan Swayam. There is a list of different incarnations of God. Even Lord Buddha's name is there. So, in the conclusive portion, it is said, Ete chansakala punsa Krishna tu Bhagavan Swayam. All these descriptions of incarnation, they are plenary portion or portion of the portion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But the name we find here as Krishna, he is Supreme. Krishna is Bhagavan Sam. Sam, he is the original personality of God. Similarly, we get information from other Vedic literature, just like Brahma Samhita. It is written by Lord Brahma. And when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was present on this planet, he collected the copy of this book from South India, Aditi Sambandhu, and presented it to his devotee, that is his authorized book. There are 100 chapters of this book. Unfortunately, they are missing. This is only the 5th chapter. But it contains the essence of theology. So in that book, Brahma Samhita, the beginning is Ishara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadi Radhi Govinda Sarva Karana Kaha. The Supreme Person or Ishara, the word Ishara means controller. So, everyone is controller. All of you are present here. To some extent, every one of us is a controller to a limited extent. But here it is mentioned Ishara Parama. Parama means ideal. We are controller, every one of us. But we are controlled also. That is our position. Nobody can say, all the gentlemen ladies present here, nobody can say that I am controller absolutely. That is not possible. Everyone is relative control. But if you try to find out who is the absolute controller, then he is Krishna. That has been analyzed by great scholars in the Vedic Shastra, by the Goswami. And this is the statement of Lord Brahma. He is supposed to be the first creature within this universe. So he said, Ishara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha. Ishara, the supreme, ultimate controller, is Krishna. And he is Vigraha. Vigraha means person, a body. Just like we have got body. Similarly, the absolute supreme person has also body. But his body is different from ours. Satchitananda Vigraha. His body is eternal. Our body, this material body, is not eternal. Satchit. His body is full of knowledge. Our this body is full of ignorance. And Ananda is full of joyful. In the Vedanta Sutra, it is said, Ananda Maya Vyasat, The Supreme Person is always joyful, obhyasa, natural. So our, this body, is not Anandamaya. It is rather always miserable. Therefore, we must distinguish the body of the Supreme Person from our body. When sometimes in the Vedic literature it is explained as God has no form, that does not mean He has no form. He has a form which is different from this form. Nirakam. Nirakam means not this akam. We can distinguish, because in the Shastra it is said that Satchit Ananda Vidraha, eternal, blissful and fully cognizant. He knows everything. Just like in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Vidaham Samiti Dani. Krishna says, I know everything, past, present and future. That knowledge. In the Srimad Bhagavatam it is also stated, Janmadasya jata annaya itaratascha arthesu abhigya abhigya. He knows everything. In Bhagavad Gita it is said also, Khetravgancha api man vidhi sarva khetresu bharata. Khetravga means the proprietor of the body, the owner of the body. Just like you are spirit soul, owner of your body, I am also spirit soul, I am owner of the body. I know to some extent the pains and pleasures of my body. You know to some extent, to some extent, because we are not, although I am the proprietor of this body, you see, I do not know how the body is acting, functioning, why there is pain, why there is pleasure, so many things we do not know. Partially we know, although I am the proprietor. If there is some defect in the body function, I cannot detect it, I go to another person, a physician. So, although I am proprietor of this body, I do not know exactly what is functioning, how it is becoming in a happy condition or in morose condition. So, supposing that I know everything, but still, I do not know what is happening in your body. That is not possible. Therefore, it is concluded that we are individual. You are individual. I have got my individual pains and pleasure. You have got your individual pains and pleasure. So, you are individual person, I am individual person. And the Supreme Personality of Godhead, He is also individual person. Nitya, nitya, nam. This is Vedic information. We are plural lama. Nitya, nam. Chetana, chetana, nam. He is the Supreme Living Force. Amongst all other living forces. So therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita also it is said that when Krishna was advising Arjuna in the battlefield, he said, my dear Arjuna, all these persons, you and me and all these persons, it is not that we did not exist in the past, neither it is so that we shall not exist in the future. This is it. So, these three things are pointed out. You, me, and all the soldiers and kings. So all of them are individual. All of them are individual persons. And Krishna, the Supreme Person, He is also individual person. But what is the difference between Krishna and us? The Krishna, as it is stated in the Veda, He is that one singular number person, Vidudhati Kaman, Eka Bahunam Vidudhati Kaman. He is supplying the necessities of life to all these plural numbers living in. So, therefore, he is the Supreme Person. Ishara Parama Krishna, Satchidananda Vidya, Anadi Radhi Govinda, Sarva Karana Kaman. And he is the cause of all causes. Just like I am born, the cause is my father, and the cause of my father is his father, my grandfather, and go on, that's it. His father, his father, his father, and then you will have to read the original person, Brahma. Then if you try to find out who is the cause of Brahma, then you will find that his cause is the Garbhodakshay Vishnu. And what is the cause of Garbhodakshay Vishnu? Then you find Karana, Karanadakshay Vishnu. And Karanadakshay Vishnu, because is Sankarsan. In this way, you will find ultimately Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, cause of all cause. And Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Aham sarvasya prabhava matta sarvam pravartate. Iti matya bhajante man bhudha bhava samanita. I am the cause of all causes. The Vedanta Sutra says, who is the absolute truth? Adhata brahma vijnata. The Vedanta Sutra means to inquire about the absolute truth. The human form of life is meant for inquiring about the absolute truth. Jivasya tattva jignasa. That is the duty of human form of life. It is a very big subject matter. So, this human form of life we have got after so many evolutions. Aquatic, then trees, then plants, then insects, then bugs, then bees. Then we come to the platform of this human being, especially civilized human being, and especially born in India. For this reason, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that Indian people have got a special mission. He said, Bharat Bhumite Manusha Janma Kalila Ja. Anyone, he is fortunate enough to get his birth in Bharatvarsha. Janma Sattva Kori Karo Paropakar. Paropakar, Indians are meant for doing welfare activities to others. Because in India, you have got the culture which is actually human culture. Human culture means to understand God, to understand Krishna. That is human culture. Otherwise, if you simply improve the four principles of animal life, that is not culture. Ahara nidra bhayamai sulanta samarna metat pasuli nadana. Eating, animal eat, we also eat. And if we make some improvement in the eating matter, that is not advancement of civilization. Similarly, in sleeping man, the dog lies on the ground. We lie down in very silk bed and very nice apartment. But we are thinking this is advancement of civilization. No, this is not advancement of civilization. The advancement of civilization is that why I am put under the material laws, janma mittu jarabhyadhi dukkha dosanu darshanam. One must be complicated. Everyone is trying to live. Nobody wants to die. Nobody wants to take birth. He's afraid of dying and again entering into the womb of mother. But less intelligent class of man, because they cannot make any solution, they make a wash off. Oh, there is no life. Okay. No, that's not bad. That's not bad. There is life. In the Bhagavad Gita, it's fine. Dehinasmin yathadehi kaumarjo vadana jara tathadehantaram prati dhiras tattva namunyam. Tathadehantaram. Just like we have got different types of body in this life. I was a child, I was a boy, I was a young man, now I have got this old body. So as I am existing after changing so many different phases of body, therefore the conclusion should be that after annihilation of this body, I shall exist. And it is confined in Bhagavad Gita. Na hannate hannamane sarire nitta sasatayam na hannate hannamane sarire. After destruction of this body, actually we are not going to die. Our subtle body, the mind, intelligence and ego, that is working as the subtle body works during my sleeping position. Similarly, this body may be, gross body, may be annihilated, but my subtle body carries me to another gross body as I deserve. Krishna, as the Supreme Lord, is very kind, as we desire. He gives us opportunity. Any kind of body, any kind of enjoyment we want, He gives us the opportunity, all right, to take this body, and you want it to enjoy like this, all right, you enjoy. Matta smriti jnanam apohanamcha sarvasva chaham vidisanna vishta. He is sitting at everyone's heart as a super soul, and even if we forget, he is mine. Mind a living entity, you wanted to do this, now do it. So, this is the process going on. But unfortunately, there is no educational system throughout the whole world about the activities of the soul, how he is working in different evolutionary process, what is his ultimate goal of life, where from his time, where is God, what is his religion, so many things we have to know. But we are placed in ignorance on account of blind leadership. We do not know the problems of life. We are blind, and we are led by other blind leaders into still blindness. Visatam tamistam puna puna char vitacharvanana matinna krishne paratru satova mithobi padvita vihapratana adant bhobhi visatam tamistam puna puna char vitacharvanana adant bhobhi. Our senses are uncontrolled. So our senses are dragging to the darkest region of existence. We do not know that. But we are simply chewing the chew. We do not try to solve the problem of life. We are simply chewing the chew. The so-called sociology, politics, or humanitarian work, it is simply chewing the chew. Just like we are trying to open a hospital. We think it is very great task. But we do not think that how to get out of the disease condition of life, janma mrityu jarabha. So there are so many things, problems of our life we are neglecting. Everything is very clearly described in the Bhagavad Gita. It is being explained by the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. We should take advantage of this lesson in the Bhagavad Gita. Unfortunately, in the foreign countries, before me, many other Swamis went, tried to explain Bhagavad Gita. Of course, Bhagavad Gita is very well known book of knowledge in America and Europe and other countries. There are many translations. But the Bhagavad Gita, such translation is taken as a mental speculation. They do not take it seriously that this is the statement by the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna. And it cannot be commented with my poor knowledge. What I have in comparison to Krishna. He is Srikalabdha. He knows present, past, future, everything. What do I know? So my interpretation, just like Kurukshetra means this body, or the five Pandavas means the five senses, if we interpret in that way Bhagavad Gita according to our brain, we'll never understand what is the purpose of Bhagavad Gita. We have to learn Bhagavad Gita as it is. Otherwise we'll miss the opportunity. That's why Kurukshetra. Kurukshetra is still there existing. Everyone will know. While passing through Delhi to Punjab side, you find the Kurukshetra. The field is also there. It is a very big field. And in the Shastra, in the Vedas, it is said, Kurukshetre Dharma Mahakare. So people go as a place of pilgrimage. So you cannot interpret Kurukshetra otherwise. Kurukshetra should be accepted as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Dharma Kshetre Kurukshetre. Then you will understand Bhagavad Gita. Everything is there. Our request is, you are all respectable gentlemen, ladies present here. So kindly try to read Bhagavad Gita as it is. Then you will understand the problems of your life, the solution also there. The solution is there, and the ultimate end of Bhagavad Gita speaking. Sarva dharmān parityajya māmi taṁ saraṇaṁ vraja. That is the ultimate solution. That we have to surrender unto the Supreme Personality of God. That is all, because every one of us in this material condition, we are trying to become master, ultimately to become God. That is a maya, that is illusion. We cannot become master. We are servant by constitution. Every one of us sitting here is a servant to someone. Nobody can deny. Either he may be servant of his family, or his community, or his country, or so many. If one has no master, then he keeps a dog to become his servant. That is the nature. We are all servants. Our thinking that I shall become master, that is maya. So, our ultimate goal of life is to become, in our original purpose, servant of God. That is our perfection of life. That is called mukti. In the Srimad Bhagavatam it is said, that mukti hitva anatha rupam swarupena avasthiti. Mukti means when you give up our artificial way of life. The artificial way of life is that we are trying to become master. That is artificial. We are not master. Constitutionally we are servant. But that servitude is interlinked in the service of the Supreme Law. Krishna says that mama imamsa jivamsa. They all the living entities, they are my part and parcel. So just like this finger is the part and parcel of your body. Similarly, we are also part and parcel of the body of the Supreme Personality of God. There are so many descriptions. It takes a long time. I don't wish to take much of your time. Just like our part of the body is this head. The part of the body is the hand. The part of the body is the belly. And the part of the body are the two legs. So, the head is considered to be the brahminical portion of the society. And the arm is considered as the kshatriya portion of the society. And the belly is the waist of part of the social body, and the legs are Shudra. So in the Bhagavad Gita it is said, Chatubhanamaya system gunakarma vibhav. So as you require to keep your body completely fit, you require your head, you require your arms, you require your belly. Nobody is lower or higher. Of course, comparatively, when we see that the head is more important than the leg, but you cannot do also without leg. Neither you can do without head. Everything is required in the social body. Therefore, Krishna says, Chatubhanam maya system gunakarma vibhav. So, this scientific social system, a class, intelligent class of men, should be the head of the society. And the fighting class or the martial class of men, this would be the administrator. And the productive class, merchants and industrialists, this would be the belly of the society. And the liberal class, this would be the legs of the society. This is the idea we get from Srimad Bhagavatam. So, if we try to follow the already perfect statements in the Shastra and if we apply in the our practical life, then the whole human society will be perfect. Otherwise, if we do not follow the instruction which is perfect already there in the Shastra, we manufacture our concoction, the social order will never be perfect and there will be always a confusion that is going on. I have traveled all over the world, especially in America. They are the richest country, but there is a confusion now. The younger section, they do not like to live like their father or grandfather. They want a different body, different life. They are joining this Krishna consciousness movement because they are in search of such thing, perfect thing. They are fed up with this materialistic way of life. Therefore, it is not that I am playing something magic. It is the need of the present day situation, present day civilization, that people want Krishna consciousness, spiritual advancement. So if we can administer the spiritual advancement of life in the proper way, as they are in our Vedic literature, so we can greatest contribution to the world, and that will glorify India's name. Please help this movement. Thank you very much.